Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I'd preface about how we met so the world would never forget, and the simple secret to the plot.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 AM, your station for fresh music, smart talk all day. Now, earlier in the week or last week, I was admonished by a listener for not identifying the song I opened with right away. To my listening audience, I want to say that there's a large percentage, a portion of you, that this song needs no introduction. The voice needs no description. That was the voice of the late, great Pamela Woods. Pamela Woods is another local musical icon. And I use that word icon because she's local to us, but loved by the entire world. Pamela Woods is indeed a musical icon. And I realize when I talk about people who have passed, people who are deceased, I don't talk about them in the past tense. I don't like talking about them in the past tense. In fact, I just sent a message to someone. My grandmother is, my father is. They are both deceased, but they still are. They still are to me. They still are to many others, yes. Right? And so there's a reason why I speak like that, because I want to hold their spirit close. They are not gone. They are still with us. Yes. I have a group of guests in studio with me. One is coming in right now. Come in. Come in. So this morning, Thursday is a Culture Thursday. This is going to be the last Culture Thursday, because we're switching culture to another day of the week.
Okay.
On this Culture Thursday, though, we have a room full of amazing Bahamian artists. Our focus today is on women artists for Women's Month. Tomorrow is International Women's Day. And so joining us in studio, I have Tanya Hannah and the children of Miss Pamela Woods to share with us this morning in tribute to Pamela. And then I have another guest who is also a Renaissance woman. She's an author. She's a professional accountant. She's good with numbers. That in itself is an art form. She writes plays. She lyrics. She raps.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
And of course, she's an author, and she's here to talk to us about her place in the new anthology, Golden Key.
Yes.
So the song we opened with, Tanya, I can't remember the name of the song, although it's a familiar standard jazz classic.
I could write a book.
And if anybody could write a book. Tanya could write a book about Pamela Woods. Tanya could write a book about jazz in the country and Bahamian jazz artists. So let's go around the table. Everybody, you have the job of introducing yourself this morning.
Hi, my name is Tanya Hannah. Good morning, Bahamas.
Good stuff, madam.
Good morning, blessings, everyone. My name is Wandrea.
I'm the daughter of the one and only Pamela Woods.
Now, outside of your relationship to your mother,
yes.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a music teacher, mm-hmm. a mother of four, and I've dedicated my life, just like my mom, to educating students in the area of music. I teach all instruments, mm-hmm. including vocals. So yeah, that's pretty much me.
Awesome, yes. Awesome. A talented musician in her own right. As I was doing my research, your name popped up as often as your mother's name.
Oh, wow.
This is awesome. Sir.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Leo Jones. I'm the son of Palm Woods. I'm also a musician, a piano man. I play the steel pan. Working on the saxophone. I'm just diddling around right now. But
okay.
I mostly perform as a piano man right now at Great Cliff, Sapodillo, Atlantis.
Live Bahama, performance.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And ma'am?
Good morning, Bahamas. I'm excited to be here for International Women's Day. My name is Michaela Forbes, the artistic accountant. I am a creative. I love to tell stories through acting, directing, producing, rapping, podcasting, writing plays, film, music, and now I am the author of the book.
What's the name of your book?
It's called Golden Key Anthology.
Right, you're part of that.
Yes.
Okay, listen, now, Tanya, tell us, from your perspective, see, because I found all kinds of write-ups on Pamela Woods, right? The entertainment agency says, Bahamian popular and jazz piano bar entertainer Pam Woods has been performing in five-star resort and city center hotels for many years across the globe. Her gregarious personality and outstanding musical talents invoke a feeling of sensational musical vibes that make her audiences want to sing along and dance. Producer, when you get a chance, cue up the Pam Woods Experience on my playlist. Did you all know that somebody is making animations of your mother's performances?
Yes.
They, that's how lively, entertaining, and engaging that they are. And for every write-up that I found about her, I found a video with her performing mm-hmm. and the audience. Like, y'all saw that video of Get Them Reggie, the latest video when he's going to the school and all the primary school children was beetling, you know, when the Beatles come. That's how the audience mm-hmm. is for Pam Woods. Mm-hmm. They crowd the piano. Yes. They want to sit next to her.
Right.
They want to sing. They want to be, they know they can't, like, I went to St. Anne's, right? So I know where my voice sits. They know they can't sing, but Pam makes them believe in themselves.
Yeah, she does.
Right? So from your perspective, Tanya, give us the bio. Who is Pamela Woods?
Well, Pamela Woods started very, very early teaching at 12 and went off to college, decided, hey, she wants to be a musician. And New York, Chicago, in Ohio, she did all of the music, all of the churches. She was always involved in churches, at least 3-4 churches on a Sunday. So you won't find at home. She's at church playing. And then, of course, in the night, she's again playing. So really, Sunday was her day out all day. My sister had energy. You thought I was energetic. No, no, no. She's the one with the energy. She had energy to just endless. I think it was just the last week that we really saw her down, right? You know, didn't
Absolutely.
Have energy. In fact, that's how come we really didn't know how sick she was, because she was still playing, and I think up until the second week before, you know, in January, in February, yeah. She played the first week in February, yeah. So really, yeah. Very, very full of energy.
But that's a musician, right? That's a musician's life. They will not do anything to disrupt their ability to play music. They're not going to tell you they're not well?
No, no. That's right. That's no. right. You'll never know.
We push through.
You'll
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, for Drea.
Yes.
Who was your mother?
Well, my mom, she was definitely everything to everyone mm-hmm. at all times. She never said no, ever. And she was always someone that if you needed to talk to her, if you needed counseling, if you needed her to be there, whether it was for an engagement or a funeral or a wedding or praise and worship or anything to do with work and team building, Mom was always a part of stuff like that. So she was definitely one that poured into not just her own, so not just her own children or her grandchildren, but also anyone that showed an interest, that showed that they wanted it. You know, she was one that poured into everyone. And what I learned from her is that everyone mattered. That was something that my mom taught us, not by just saying it, but showing. Mm-hmm. She loved to feed you. Mm-hmm. The gardeners that came, she cooked them a big breakfast. Or anyone, if you came to do work, would you like a sandwich? Mm-hmm. So she would always not just pour into you spiritually, but also she would make sure that you ate. But she also taught me that it didn't matter if you were the person, if you were a custodial worker, or if you were the vice principal or the vice of a company, everybody mattered. So she didn't just entertain those that were not, that weren't from here, you know, the expatriates. It didn't matter where you were from. She entertained you. Mm-hmm. She treated you as if you were top notch.
Yeah.
It didn't matter your background. It didn't matter your status in society. You were important. And so that made a lot of people gravitate towards her because she treated everyone as if they were of par excellence.
Absolutely. I found a write-up about your mother and the article. It's a Bahamas Weekly article, and it starts off with the class that she taught, right? It's a picture of her in front of the class that she taught, and a number of the news clips are centered around her return to the Bahamas to teach.
Yes.
Not just to make music, yeah, but it was important for her to return to teach music,
yes,
to young people. You could see the energy that she gives her audience when she's performing,
yes,
like you say, you are a part of the show.
Yes.
And I will make a space for you.
Yes.
I hear how you sing.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yes.
She makes a space for you to be a part of the performance. And that is extended double fold to, yes, to the young people.
Absolutely. A lot of my friends, we had the experience of Mom teaching us. And she didn't just teach us nursery rhymes, gospel songs, we did country, we did every genre, mm-hmm, jazz, country, whatever it is. I'm kind of similar to Mom because we don't really have it in our head like we're going to do this week of school or this term. I pretty much feed off of, I allow the spirit to leave me and lead me, and then I feed off of the kids, and we kind of just have an unspoken agreement, mm-hmm, you know, because the thing is that I've met so many students that say they don't like music. I'm big on music education. Even though I encourage playing by ear, I feel as if it's very important for you to learn the craft properly, mm-hmm, so that you don't limit yourself. You actually limit yourself when you don't deep dive. And that's something that I learned from my mom, you know, that you can be in every area. We don't discriminate, but we don't want to close ourselves off to anything, because you'd be surprised to know what you're capable of doing if you just give it a chance. Mm-hmm. So allowing there to be trust, no judgment. I always tell students, music is not an age thing. It's not like English or math where you're supposed to know certain things at a certain age. Mm-hmm. Music is not like that at all. And so taking it from my grandfather, which is Mom's dad, and then my mom, learning patience, learning standards is key. My mom's standards were very high, but it wasn't unattainable, but she had a standard, mm-hmm, and you had to meet that.
Yes, very important. Judgment, a no-judgment zone. And I think that's, yes, for a lot of young people, that's what they mean when they say, oh, I don't like music.
Right.
They are afraid of that initial period that requires the discipline of learning the basics.
Yes.
But once they get the basics,
you can soar.
The agency, right?
Yes.
Then that's when they begin to love music.
Yes.
And so for parents, we say, listen, every activity your kid does, at some point they're going to say, I don't want to do it no more. Mm-hmm. You have a job to do.
Yes.
Right? That's the teaching moment.
Yes.
And you say to them, listen, I don't require you to love this thing for the rest of your life. But what I do require you to do is to finish this program.
Yes.
If you finish the program and you still don't like it, then we're going to look for something else for you to apply yourself to.
Right.
But give them that experience of finishing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Closure.
Closure. Completing something.
Right.
Yes.
And then
attaining something.
And then you decide whether you like it or not.
Yes.
I see we have a call coming in. No? Okay. I wonder what they wanted to talk about. We'll be talking about music this morning. Producer, let's play that clip, the Palm Woods Experience. All right. Now, this is a clip that was animated, right? And it's of it's an animation of a live performance. And the best part of it, of course, is Palm. But it's what Palm brings out of the audience.
Yes.
In the clip. Now, Drea, do you know who is responsible for creating these animations?
I don't know. We've only been tagged in them and they've been shared, but no, I have no idea.
Because the way that I found it, I didn't find the name of a person. Right? So I'm gonna do some more research.
Yeah. We gotta investigate.
Yeah. Right.
Send it to me also.
Because I'm gonna get Bahamians to do the same thing for all of our musicians, right? Because maybe that's the way you introduce older generation music to younger generation people.
Yes.
Producer, let's play that song. Cool. That's my part. That's the part when y'all leave me to lead and I forget the words.
You're like, oh.
Right? But the point, they're having such a good time.
Yes.
Right.
They're not afraid of failing.
No. Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid of sounding bad.
No.
I want to send a shout out. Let me tell y'all something. I want to send a shout out to St. Anne's Anglican Church. That's the church I grew up in.
Okay.
I'm not a good singer.
Right.
Right? I don't practice. I have no training.
Right.
I wouldn't even claim it. But in that space, every voice is a joyous noise.
Yes.
Right? It's like you don't follow the law because you respect the law. You follow the law because you respect your fellow citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in that space, because we loved each other so much, every noise was a joyous noise.
Yes.
Yes. And that's what Palm teaches without teaching.
Yes.
Right? That's what you can experience.
Yes.
That's why they call it the Palm Woods.
The Palm Woods experience. Yes.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
According to Dave, who's this Doc Universe, along with you, Aaron, and your panel.
Good morning, sir.
We need justice, Lord, in the Bahamas here.
Absolutely.
Allow me to say hello to Tanya Hanna, please. Of course, you know, her husband used to teach me piano.
Okay.
Yes, and, you know, not only that, he was my cousin.
Okay.
Hello, Tanya.
Hello.
Raymond here.
Hello, how are you?
I'm holding, thank God. How are you doing?
I'm well.
We'll continue doing well, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Brayman.
Okay, thank you, Aaron.
You're absolutely welcome, and you've now been adopted into the Hannah Hasty Times family. Views family to Paul.
I was always there, man. I'm an Arkansas born.
There you go. There you go. I can talk.
You have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And if anybody else would like to call in and share a tribute with and for Palm, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Now, one thing I will say is I could not find a lot of Palm's music online, right? And I think primarily because Palm's best performances are the sort of improv performances, live setting. You never know what's going to happen. Leo.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you do, and where can we find your music? Because you're a live performer as well. Do you capture a lot of your music?
on
performances,
video.
Yeah?
Yeah, on video. So it's on social media and stuff.
But do you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, tell us what your YouTube channel is, sir.
It's Curbside Rockers.
And you couldn't introduce yourself as Curbside Rockers when you come inside the studio? We know y'all.
Yeah.
We know y'all. Well, listen, if I had known, that's a legacy of Pamela Woods.
Absolutely.
These guys are fantastic.
Yes.
Now, Drea, where can we find your work?
Well, basically, I've stepped out of performing as much.
Mm-hmm.
I really work in the churches a lot, working with choirs. I'm currently a part-time teacher at Trinity Christian Schools.
Okay.
And for most of the pandemic, I just was doing my own music school. I teach music lessons online as well as in person. And then I also have clients that I go to. Before that, I was at Windsor Preparatory School.
Okay.
For the first 4 years when they opened. I'd also been at Christian Heritage School. So I've really been in the schools because I feel as if, as a family, we don't have to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother can be in entertainment. My mom in entertainment, and then I would be, when they would say, hey, do you guys do lessons? They're like, you need to go to my daughter, or my brother said, no, you need to go to my sister. So it's a way for us to cover it all. But however, I know that there would come a time where I have to get back into performing.
Yes, please.
But I did do it for a long time. Mom always double booked herself. And so she would say, listen, I have a rehearsal. And I need you to go in to Atlantic Beach or whichever hotel she was at. And I need you to play for like an hour. And I'm like, mommy, I don't know these songs. Out of my head, take your music books. You'll be fine. Go.
Yeah.
So I got into playing, you know, entertaining at a very, very early age, like 15, 16, 17, as well as teaching along with mom, too.
Okay.
So, but I do plan to. My brother kind of nudges me a little bit.
All right. Caller, we're coming to you right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good morning to your guest. Erin, I just wanted to give a tribute to Pam Woods, and I believe that it's right up there with what Wandrea said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the Maya Angelou quote about people will forget what you did, but they will always remember the way that you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
And for every person who had a music lesson, a vocal coaching experience, a sing-along, or just who got to be mystified in the presence of Pam Woods, she always made you feel extraordinary. I can think of so many awards that have been bestowed to Bahamians and international artists around the world, but the gift that Pam has left for all of us is the way that she made us feel. And that is more priceless than anything else ever. And I'll miss her a lot and love her dearly.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Listen, thank you. Producer, let's play any song on the top list that I gave you. Let's play one of those, and then we're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to the artistic accountant, who is also the reluctant rapper. We're going to have a wonderful conversation. You guys stay tuned to On the Clock. This is another performance by Pamela Woods.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface about how we met, so the world would never forget.
And Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Told you I was coming nonstop. Told you I was coming with my big dreams. Told you I was coming on the mainstream. Told you I was coming, got improved. With the best of the best, baby, that's just what I do. Told you I was coming with the big checks. It's a possibility you can know the breadsticks. Told you I was coming with the big.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Don't mind me, I've been practicing. There's a bunch of singers in this room, and they can break out in song soon, and I want to be ready when they break out. The Woods family is still with us. We have not ended that portion of the show. If you have a tribute for Pam or a question for the family, please call in. Let me take this caller very quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Okay, I'm listening here to your show, and I'm literally blown away. I just want to pay tribute to the Woods family.
Yes.
In particular, Pamela. Yes, I have not had the pleasure of meeting her, but, you know, I knew her father.
Mm-hmm.
I met him at age 17, thereabouts.
Yes.
At the Lighthouse Club in Andros.
Yes.
Lighthouse Club, Androstown at that time.
Wow.
And he is just outstanding. I mean, musician, the highest order.
Mm-hmm.
And I always admired his performance. You know, he was always uniquely dressed in tuxedos. And when you get to that keyboard, I mean, he just blew you away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to send this tribute out to the Woods family. Believe me, your grandfather, your father, your grandfather, great-grandfather has set a legacy.
Yes.
To be honored forever.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Listen, thank you, sir.
One last thing.
Absolutely.
Where can I get some of our material? I've been trying to reach and to get onto to some of our material, in fact, to reach her before her demise. And again, I want to give my condolences to the family. And if you can help me with that information, appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, you could just call 826-8070. That's my number. I'm her son. I have some of her CDs, as well as we'll be doing some shirts for her of the laying of a tombstone.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, you could keep in touch, and we'll be doing that like the first week in May before Mother's Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could you repeat the number for me, please?
826-8070.
Okay, and you would be
Palm's son,
Leo.
Leo?
Yes. Leo. Okay, very good. I'll be in touch. The name
okay.
is Christopher Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you,
sir.
Right.
Absolutely. So you heard, you guys heard what he said, right? Great grandfather, grandfather, father. There are so many generations of Woods that we're
yes.
going to call them a forest.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing, and that's how you grow the ecology of your country.
Yes.
We are five generations, so this is the fourth generation. Leo and Wanderer represent the fourth generation.
Right.
But there is a fifth generation, their children, and Troika and Mustafa's children.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Tanya's kids, too.
And Tanya, you're
yes.
right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hugh Bartlett, an Anglican priest at St. Anne's.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I listen to you often, and I am aware of your membership at St. Anne's, Aaron.
Right, thank you.
But I'm calling to tribute to Palm.
Yes, sir.
She served as the organist at St. Stephen's in 8 Mile Rock. I think she was related to Canon Leo Cox.
Yes.
Okay.
Uncle.
That's uncle.
And she served there as the organist for a period while he was there. And it was when I heard one of the songs y'all just played that I realized it was the same Palm Woods that I know. So my sympathy to our children and all of our grieving family members. And I would also like to send that not only on behalf of myself, but I dare to offer it on behalf of the congregation of St. Stephen's in 8 Mile Rock, Grand Bahama, where she was our organist.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Thank you all for sharing her with us during those years. I'm trying to remember the years that she were there at St. Stephen's, but I'm not recalling. I know Canon spent about 16 years with us, so you know, I'm a little bit off with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, and you continue to do a good job with your balanced contribution that you make to the airways, and it's much appreciated.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And I want to say, even though I wasn't able to say to Mom last night on Bible study,
mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Leela, who celebrated yesterday.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We still eating cake. So we can celebrate it still. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you, Father.
All right. Thank you all. And God bless.
God bless. Absolutely. Five generations of Woods. I'm going to call it the forest. I hope you all don't mind.
No,
it's a beautiful thing. Now, to my right, Ms. Michaela Forbes is an author that's featured in the new anthology, Golden
Key.
Yes. Now, Michaela.
Yes.
The Artistic Accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Your book is called From Accounting to Creative?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So for those who don't know what an anthology is, it's a book written by multiple authors. So we have the Golden Key Anthology coming out. It's written by 10 female Bahamian authors on the power and wisdom of Bahamian women. It's led by Bahamian visionary Aisha Wonderful Johnson, and I feel honored to have written a chapter in this book.
Absolutely. Tell us about your chapter.
Oh, my gosh. My chapter. I don't know if anybody out there has ever felt like you're living a life that's not yours. It's just not authentic to you. Something is missing. That's how I felt when I was about around 30. Mm-hmm. From 10, I knew I wanted to be an actress. I knew I wanted to be bold, but, you know, life and people kind of direct you in the world of being safe and secure. So I knew I was also good at numbers. So I said, hey, I can do accounting. So I'll just choose that, you know. But around 30, I felt like something was missing. Mm-hmm. I rejoined Muhammad's Harvest Church and I started to get back into dance and to get back into drama. And I mean, something just opened up in me. Like, Michaela, you were born to be an artist. You were born to do that. So even though that I appreciate my accounting background, it's been over 20 years. I'm a CPA. I'm a certified financial analyst. I have that background, but I flourish doing art. So my book, I hope to encourage others to create the authentic life that you want. You don't have to go to Safe Journey. If you desire it, you can do it. So I hope my chapter just inspires people to just take the risk and create that life.
Okay, let's go to the phone line, and then I want you to tell us who some of the other contributors to the anthology are. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, forgive me for calling back, but Father caused me to call back.
Okay.
What I want to ask you, right?
Yes.
Are
there any children?
Eddie, Leo's brother. Leo Cox's brother.
Are you saying any of the people in the room, Eddie's children? Eddie, who is Leo Cox's brother?
Right.
No, these are... Tell us who your daddy and your mommy is.
So, I'm Wondrea. I'm pastor.
Leo, who was a priest, right?
Right. That would be mom's uncle.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's so
because
her
we
mom's,
all grew up together.
Right, her mom's brother.
Just yesterday, I was on the premises in which they were living on. You know, we all grew up together.
What?
And, you know, and we was talking about how we all grew up together, some friends, some of mine, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, I'm Brayman, I'm the blind gentleman. Of course, in those days when we were growing up together, I could have seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Eddie would tell you all about me, and give him my regards, please. He's still living, right?
No,
he's passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, all the best. See you all. One day I'd like to meet you all, because I never knew you all. His sisters, I only know Eddie and Leo.
Okay.
All right.
So his sister would be Ursula.
Blessings, y'all.
Thank you. Man, Brayman, look here. So many ideas pop up. First of all, we need a master's concert series.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We can open it up to tourism. I don't have a problem entertaining tourists, but we do it for ourselves.
For our own.
Right? We call it the master's series. We do it for our own. By our own, and we invite others to come and watch. We make it a monthly concert featuring classic Bahamian icons, and then we bring in artists to reimagine their work and perform it at the same time.
Yes.
Absolutely. Secondarily, we need to do a whole lot better job. First of all, Mr. Stephen Hanna from the Guardian platform and I were talking about an idea. Stephen, I can put it in the air. It need to grow. It need to bloom. We need to do an obituary show. And I know that seems sad at first, right? But too many of us don't know that we've lost our loved ones.
Yes.
Right? We're not sharing
this information
in the right way.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but you know, we did a memorial concert for mom.
Yes.
And really, that came about because of mommy. And over the years, mom would say, Dri, I want a concert. You know, when you talk about that time. I want a concert. That's all she would say to me every now and then. So with us going through this, my brother and I said, you know, Lee, mom says she want a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, all right, well, let's do it. Let's do a wake style concert. And I'm like, we could do that, but let's not do it the night before. And so it ended up being the Thursday before Mom's funeral.
Nice.
And it was a celebration from beginning to end. We had amazing performers that just exemplified everything that Mommy was.
Look how that's the inaugural celebration concert. Inaugural because you're going to have a next one.
Yeah, everyone's saying.
Now, Michaela. Oh, Tanya?
Brenda. Right to the mic. Right. Brenda Knowles is asking you to check your phone.
Check your text.
I will do. I will do. Michaela.
Yes.
Who's joining you in this anthology?
Well, of course, it's the visionary, Aisha Wonderful Jackson. Then we have Ava Smiles. We have C. Gabriel Pratt, Indira Goodett, Kimberlyn Roberts, and Dr. Michelle Rosanz, to name a few.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Like my family.
Yes. She may be your family. Yes.
G-O-D-E-T?
Yes. G-O-D-E-T. Yes. Go and get the
They're
book and read her chapter.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, Ms. Forbes. Accountant.
Yes.
Playwright.
Playwrights.
The name of your play?
Oh, my gosh. I've written so many plays for Bahamas Harvest, but my most special play is one I've written about my life. It's called All of Me. It was debuted in 2017. Then it was played in 2018 at a special Bahamas Harvest lit and single service. And then it was played at the Bahamas Bridal Show again. And then it also was nominated for Bahamian Icon Award. So that was my baby and kind of my debut into the play industry. But since then, it's been so many plays. I can't count, but... That's been my most special one.
No, but you flew over something. So
yes.
you were part of the Bahamas Harvest Church Ministry.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was
wrote plays for the ministry.
I wrote plays for the ministry. I directed plays for the ministry. I was the drama leader first I was in drama for a couple of years, and then I took over as a drama leader for about 6 or 7 years. But this year, I'm going to allow somebody else to take over the ministry so I can focus on my podcast and other different stuff.
You mean our rapping career?
My podcast and other stuff. Erica put me on the spot. Yes, I am a budding rapper. I write a lot of music. And at one point, two songs were so personal to me that I said, you know what? God, I asked you to give me that singing voice. You don't give me that singing voice? But you give me that acting voice, so let me rap this. So, yes,
there you go.
I am a budding rapper.
Okay, because if we can make a song right now, I've been out this week. You know serendipity? But serendipity, when something goes wrong at first, but then it turns into like a wonderful bonus.
Mm.
That happened to me this week. And I came up with these lyrics. You eat once and you tote twice.
Oh, boy.
It ain't gonna work if you don't do it right.
Ooh.
We're going to be a rake and scrape rap group.
What?
Get ready for it. They say, eat once and toad twice. If you don't do it right.
Dun, 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 dun.
So what are we going to do
sleep
that?
Tonight? You going to bring the rest of the world?
Oh, really? You didn't say that ever.
Okay. So you've written plays.
Uh-huh.
Is from accountant to
From accounting to creative,
your only book? Is this your first?
This is my first book, but I've written plays, music, and film so far. It's my first
film?
Book. Yes.
Short film, narratives?
Yes, it's a short film. It's called Distant, and it was showcased in the Bahamas International Film Festival last year.
What is this? Okay, what is that about? Because...
Oh, my God.
Is it set in Lutro or Long Island? That's the only place where there's distance.
No, it's definitely about my marriage that... I was divorced about three years ago, and it was a very distant, emotionally unconnected marriage. So it was definitely about a woman struggling to still hold on to her marriage, but it was a failing struggle because it was already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's a great experience to view, right? Like to see, because you don't want to go through it.
Yes.
But to be able to sort of observe
Yes, nobody plans to get divorced, but it's a real thing. And I talk about it on my podcast. My podcast is called A Safe Space. And I talk about healing after divorce and healing after a lot of different traumas.
And I think we sort of judge people who don't divorce. Mm-hmm. Like who don't say, oh, I see the problems, A, B, C, it's time to cut this. But the process of divorcing could be as traumatic as living in a dysfunctional relationship.
It is.
You know, and so... because you still love the person.
Yes.
You're just unable to manage your relationship.
Yes.
You know?
Some people compare it to a death, but you see that person walking around and you know that that's a failed part of your life, the life that you envisioned with that person and the life you envisioned that you would build with that person. Yes.
And because that's what it is, right? Like,
yes.
I have a dream and I can no longer bring that dream to realization.
Yes.
I can still see the dream right in front of me, but I must acknowledge that it's no longer a dream that can be.
Yes, you might have to let that dream go. Circumstances, you might have to let that dream go. That one.
Absolutely.
But dream big anyway, because better days are ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to read a couple of texts and then tell us about your podcast.
Okay.
It says, good morning, Aaron. Just want to thank Tanya, Wandrea, and Leo for sharing an angel, Pamela, to and with the world. Love her until the 12th of never.
Yeah.
That was a quotation. Is that one of her favorite songs?
Yes.
Is that on the playlist you sent me? Okay, don't watch nothing. Don't watch nothing. Producer, I want you to pull up
on the experience.
The CD you and the name of the CD.
Well, the name of the CD is The Pamela Woods Experience, but one of the songs
on the CD
is The 12th of Never.
The 12th of Never. Shine has a song called Breakup Party on the Birthday Rhythm, right? And he says, happy birthday to me. Right? I celebrate the day I finally walked away. It's a breakup party. He's celebrating, you know, when the relationship is over.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you say the 12th of never, that's when I can stop loving you, buddy. Mm-hmm.
The
12th
of never.
Get used to it.
That's what the song says.
Yeah. But, gentlemen, I hope that y'all are being loved like that in a healthy way and not in a negative way.
Right.
Right? Where the woman say, buddy, I don't know who you get married to because I can love you until the 12th of never, but what a beautiful sentiment.
Yes.
I'm love you until the 12th of never. Okay. Michaela.
Hi.
The podcast. What is it called?
It's called A Safe Space. I released it last year on my YouTube channel and on social media. It came after I was separated and I had support. I had a really, really wide support system, but I still struggled after my separation. I wanted to give people... I said, what could I do? What could I create to give people a safe space so if they don't have that support, they can still feel like, hey, I have some. If somebody else did it, you know, I can do it. Because I share my story not for, whether I share my story in the book, The Golden Key Anthology, even though my story is about me, it's not for me. So I continue to share it on any platform that I have the
Absolutely.
Opportunity.
And people need a safe space.
Yes.
Talk about anything. But
yes.
In particular... a safe space to talk about relationship.
Yes.
Because me venting, I want to vent, but the aim is not to vilify the other person or to demonize the other person in the eyes of others.
Yes.
Right? And so a safe space is not just what I need.
Yes.
But a safe space is what other people must also contribute to creating.
Yes.
So you prepare yourself. I'm going to hear this, right? Like a woman who goes to a sister-in-law. To vent because it's within the circle, right?
Yes.
It's within the community,
yes.
Family community.
A safe space is really not for venting. It's for growth, restoration, and healing. A quote that I remember, that I remember seeing before I created a safe space was, shame dies when stories are shared in safe spaces. And that's what I want to do. Just share your story.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right? And so being able to share without shame and people understanding that you're not placing shame on somebody else.
Yes.
Right? That in the whole process, we are holding space to be able to love one another.
Yes, yeah. And to heal.
Absolutely. Producer, play one of the songs from the list, the unnamed list. Play one from the bottom. Now, today was supposed to be all music day. No guests. Just music. A texter and a caller wanted to know about all the women artists in the country.
Mm.
But Pamela Woods is one of the premier. So we had to do the show.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Michaela,
thank
me
you.
And Michaela, we're going to be the premier rake and scrape rap duo in the country. So as we prepare to play the music, I just want to read some of the names from the playlist I produce for today's show. Because a lot of these names, I'm sure people don't know.
Mm.
Right? So I'm going to start from the bottom and go up. Now, at the bottom of my list is Pandora Gibson. But Pandora Gibson is a storyteller. Does she sing?
Pandora. No, she didn't sing, but I know Pandora.
All right.
Yeah.
She's a storyteller, right?
Yeah.
Then Allie and Rose is a young, sultry R&B performer. Mm-hmm. Then Camila, we had on a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. funk, jazz, bluesy, mm-hmm. pop. Anushka Wright, jazz yeah. standard. Mm-hmm. Diana Hamilton is Bahamian, Creole, French fusion.
Mm-hmm.
She makes mm-hmm. beautiful music. We know Vivid Leval, Valiant World, Crazy Ringo, D the Entertainer we played, Cammy, Anya B, Sweet Emily. Sweet Emily can be in Jazz in the Gardens.
Yeah.
Wendy, Therese Hepburn, Mr. Mm-hmm. Bus Driver,
yes.
I'm getting off. Veronica Bishop, she got a song here, My Husband is Teeth Too Much. Mm-hmm. But she have a new song out with Sherrod Taylor called mm-hmm. Just a Fool, and it's a ballad, and y'all need to hear the strength of Veronica mm-hmm. Bishop's
wow.
voice.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I have Synovia,
right.
yes. a new track, Not Your Man. Mama D, 242, Learn to Respect Me. Mm-hmm. Kia, soul, R&B.
Yeah.
Y'all remember Christian Penn?
Yes, my
producer.
Mom used to give her voice lessons.
Producer,
oh,
pull
wow.
up the Christian Penn song.
Yeah.
We ain't played Christian Penn in 100 years.
Yep.
Of course, Ilsha McPhee, who won the Golden Jubilee Song Competition.
Mm-hmm.
Priscilla Rollins, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Yes.
I put Obey a Woman
yeah.
on the list,
mm-hmm.
companion to Obey a Man.
Mm-hmm.
Calypso Mama, Maureen Duvalier.
Mm-hmm.
Pam Woods.
Yes.
Then we have Lady Erica Simonette.
Mm-hmm.
Bodine Victoria. Chase
Bodine.
Fernanda.
Mm-hmm.
We got a whole list of women.
Oh,
that's not
God.
The complete list.
Yes.
That is not. Sherelle Cartwright that covers her aunt, I think, Maureen Duvalier.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow. I don't think you can. The complete list just goes on and on and on. You can't cover all of the creative Bahamian women we have in the Bahamas. The talent is just unmeasurable.
Tremendous.
The creativity, the artistry is unmeasurable.
Wandrea Woods.
Yes.
Look at her right there. Now, Michael, where can we find your work? Or where can we find the podcast? Where can we find you? I know we can go to Bahamas Harvest.
And see my work. Yes, you can.
Right.
But definitely you can go to my website. It's www.artisticaccountant.com. And my podcast, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on YouTube at @asafespace_podcast. So that's where you can find me any day, or you can literally just look up me, Michaela Forbes, on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And when it is released, it's going to be released tomorrow. Golden Key
yes.
Anthology.
The ebook will be released tomorrow on International Women's Day. Yes,
awesome.
It will. Yes.
Now, as I turn to the youngest person in the room, Leo Jones from Curbside Rockers. Do you know, producer played a song? To my listening audience, I want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing the tributes. Thank you for participating in another history lesson. To my guests, thank you for sharing this moment with the whole world and with us. And Tanya, thank you. Thank you for holding it all together. We also say condolences to you on the loss of Paul Hannah, my good cousin, who always, 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 y'all always open your arms to me. All right, producer, play that song by Christian Penn. Leo, I need to know if you know about this song. This
see.
Was the hit.
This was stuff back then.
When this came on the radio, everybody was lit.
Yes.
Faith, Hope,
and
Love
mm-hmm.
by Christian Penn.
Yes.
Gone Too Soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, listening audience, thank you once again for joining me on the Clock. You guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. C.A. Nurian, Guardian Radio AM is up next. Welcome back to the 90s. Is anything-